Okay. Just Brian here. Start of a weekend. Lazy start and just spent 2 minutes looking at some of my old postings. How embarrassing. God, I've got to be a bit careful of what I put up there. Upload, heavy breathing and all that nonsense. Anyway, I also noticed I never gave a follow-up on what happened at the end of my sagas with Cineworld. Customer services, head of UK Cineworld, very apologetic. They conference called various managers of the two theatres where I've had ongoing audio description problems. Something like 8 in 11 trips had issues with audio description just not working. It was just becoming a joke with what they put in their annual reports about dedication to equal opportunities, ensuring disabilities are fully catered for, and investing in equal access for everyone. And then, you know, audio description just does not work, not reliably. And I've had so many ruined evenings, family trips, the kids asking, "Dad, is it working? Is it working?" And finding out, you know, only 20 minutes into a film, it's just not working. Trying multiple headsets. Anyway, it's all becoming a bit of a joke. They've now put procedures in place. Assured me they won't have any more issues, and I've got contact numbers and email addresses if I do have any more issues. So let's hope that's a permanent solution and other blind people aren't getting audio description issues. Next, just found out Netflix do not support audio description, full stop. No plans to support audio description. All their box sets, films, if you've have any way of getting an accessible Netflix account, well, you won't benefit from audio description anyway, so I won't bother going there. We've just started a Netflix account. My wife can use it, she's sighted, and we just can't. There's just no support for audio description. Don't know how they get away with that. I know iPlayer issues ongoing. You can only get the audio description on the iPlayer on the computer, but I think eventually they might sort something out. But, you know, the other issue is, don't want to whinge too much, that's not really me, but has anyone ever seen something on the TV, enjoyed it, you know, like a series, like the Sherlock series from Christmas, went to buy the DVD, and for some reason, the DVD doesn't include audio description? I've had this so many times now, and I don't understand it. It's something to do with BBC film productions. When they go to press on a DVD, they don't include the audio description. And that's even when it's, you know, been broadcast on the TV with audio description. So it's not like they didn't make the audio description. They did have it. It was broadcast with it. Why they don't include it on a DVD? Bizarre. No idea why. Anyway, I don't watch too much TV anyway. I enjoy the podcasts and radio comedies and using Downcast a lot. So, but, you know, when audio description is available, it's brilliant. And I think we'd use it more if it was more widely available. And, you know, the way things are going is that people will use portable devices to get to their TV of choice and watch specific programmes. And, we need audio description including in that as a service. But, hope you're all well. And I'm now back in sunny Stockport. Denise is going back out to France in a couple of weeks. My wife started doing painting and things like that. We have 3 sheets out there that we rent out in the summer. And she's prepping it for our summer guests. And meanwhile, I'm sort of been starting a new business here, working from home. Really excited about it, and I'll talk about it another time. Something blind people can do, and you know, it's a really good thing. So, anyway, all the best, have a great weekend.